Suicide note number 10. Wet condoms. Dear blank, if I start this off by saying he takes his wet condoms when he leaves, then it's more about him, less about the desire for evidence, more about trust, less about the edge of the mattress and the falling sky, less about the moment the litany turns to shatter inside the overhead light or the last time I saw my mother. More about a zygote in the toilet or an infant he and I might have held. Less about the neighbor taking out the trash under my window. Less about the burn in my stomach. If I keep this story up by saying I never even see him do it, then it's more about unrequited desire, less about the silence of all spiders, more about how far a woman would go to trap a man, less about the hyena's bloody paw in any given trap, more about how a man must stay free, and less about the patterns on the floor, how they turn from order to distance, how they trail off to what might turn up murdered in the hallway. It is more about what anyone wouldn't do to be a mother, less about the old man on the balcony in a coughing fit. It is more about the boundaries, the fences, the walls, and less about this goddamn light through the leaves. How I don't know the word for that. How there must be a word for that. It's easy to die. It's the easiest thing we can do. And if I end this by saying I looked for it everywhere, then it is more about what I wouldn't do to stay alive, less about wanting to remember someone was inside me.